Let us bow our heads, open our hearts, and pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the signs you've given us in your word that are reminders of Jesus' return. Please help us to stay watchful, faithful, and full of hope, knowing that our redemption is near. We ask for all of this in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In this world, where change is constant, and even the most certain things can feel their swing to face, I want you to know that one remains fast, and that's God's word. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verse 33, Jesus gives us a promise when he says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but words shall pass away. I would note this statement speaks about a found truth and hope, especially today's changing world. It lets us know that despite the struggles, the uncertainties, and the disruptions that we face in our day-to-day lives, we can hold firm to that one unshakable truth, and that is God's eternal word. Amen? I want you to fully grasp the weight of the statement that I just made. You need to first understand the context in which Jesus spoke those words. Prior to the gospel lesson, in the beginning of chapter 21, Jesus is speaking to his disciples about the sign of the end times. Not the sign of what's going to happen tomorrow, even though it could be tomorrow, but the sign of the end times. He tells them about impending fear, destruction of the temple, and the signs that will be coming from heaven. Now, while that may seem very upsetting, and that's to say the least, some of the things that are yet to come will come. But Jesus gave them a message of comfort, something that they can rely upon. He reminds his disciples that despite all the upheavals and destructions that will come, God's word will remain steadfast as it always has. When Jesus says heaven and earth shall pass away, he acknowledges the frailty of our world. You see, heaven and earth represent the entirety of the created order. I'm talking about the stars in the sky, the earth beneath, the skies, the oceans, and everything that's in them. These are all subject to change, decay, and eventually destruction. Throughout history, rulers and presidents have come and gone. Empires have risen and fallen, and nations have been born and vanished out of existence. And even right now, as in over time, Earth has experienced its share of destruction and other natural disasters. We hear about them all the time on the news. One tornado goes by, or one hurricane, or one storm goes by, and less than a week later, there's another one. See, nowadays, we can all see how quickly things are changing. Political systems rise and fall, technology advances, cultures evolve, and the world faces climate changes and ecological crises. It can often feel like everything is slipping through our fingers and the world is collapsing around us. And yet, against the backdrop of what's happening in this temporary world, Jesus says My words shall not pass away. This is the core, and it's the center of that thing we call hope. Jesus' words are not subject to the same laws of decay as in the world around us. They stand eternal. They're the foundation upon which we as Christians can build our future, our lives. And they offer a hope that transcends the ever-changing conditions of our world. When Jesus speaks of his words not passing away, he's talking about the eternal nature of God's truth. God's word revealed through the scriptures and were made flesh in the person of Jesus Christ is unchanging and they're everlasting. Amen? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 tells us, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of who? Our God shall stand forever." Because the word of God is not temporary. It's not like the things in the world, like a building, a vehicle, or governments. The word of God endures and will continue to endure forever. And that should be our assurance of its stability and its power. Like I said, we live in a world that's always and constantly changing. The news moves rapidly, constantly throwing out news headlines and other terrible things that we are afraid to just turn on the news just to hear. We hear about, what do we hear about? We hear about wars. We hear about political upheavals, economic instabilities, natural disasters, and the personal struggles that are going on in the world. And we have to think about our own struggles that we're going through in life. It's easy to become overwhelmed by the ever-changing landscape, and sometimes you get the feeling that everything is in a state of flux. But in the midst, right in the middle of all of this, Jesus offers us a firm and solid foundation in his unchanging word. It's the word that is both timeless and yet on time. Amen? It was as relevant then as it is relevant now to all of the generations that were in the past, in the present, and in the future to come. God's words are not just words of comfort. They're words of power. Let me give you a few examples. In the beginning, God did what? Come on, y'all know this one. Exactly. He spoke the world into existence. With what? Words. His words created not only the heaven and the earth, but everything. And I mean everything that is on it and in it. John chapter 1 verse 14 tells us that through Jesus, the word became what? It became flesh. And it did what? It dwelt among us. Jesus walked among us. He wasn't a figment. He wasn't a thought. He walked among us. He lived our lives. He shared what we went through. The very words of Jesus can transform hearts. They can heal the sick. And they offer redemption. I'm not telling you anything new. It's in the scripture that we talk about every Sunday. It's in the Bibles that we all have at home. Unlike the transient and fleeting promises of the world, The Word of God provides eternal life. As life passes, we find that there is lasting hope in the Word of God. And it's something that we need to always know, always to think about, always to keep in our hearts. You see, we live in a time of great anticipation. The church has long awaited the return of Jesus, and we're reminded of this promise, especially now during Advent season, when we look forward to the celebration of his first coming, the birth of that baby that's in the manger. But we're also in anticipation and looking forward to his second coming, when he comes back to us. The Apostle Paul reminds us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 to 18, that when Jesus arrives, he will bring with him the fullness of God's kingdom. For the Lord himself shall descend upon, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. This is the ultimate fulfillment of Jesus' word, when all things will be made new. The pain and suffering of this world will be no more, and God's kingdom will reign forever. Jesus' words will not pass away, because the hope of his return is just as sure, just as positive as it was when we were told of his first coming. And what became of that? He came. It was prophesied then. It is prophesied now. It will be coming in the time that it's supposed to come. When? I know not, we know not. Just as he came to earth in humility and love, our Lord will return in power and glory. You don't have to take my word for it, even though I read it to you a little while ago. He will bring an end to all that is broken, and he will make all things right. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 and 4 through 5 gives us a beautiful picture of this promise, though. It says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new." You see, Jesus' return is the central theme in the Christian faith. It's the hope that sustains us during our trials and tribulations. Even when the world may be broken, there'll come a day when Jesus will return and establish his kingdom where? Not in heaven, but here on earth. His promises will be realized, and his eternal word will bring all of those promises. If Jesus' words will never pass away, then like a boat, our lives and our faith should be anchored in them. We must model our lives with the belief that God's promises are a rock-steady foundation that we can build our lives. We can build that house on. and not like some shifting sand that is in the world among us. This means that we need to hold fast to those promises that he will come back to us, that he will return. In times of difficulty, the one thing that we can look forward to is the day when Jesus will come to us, when he will make it right. When we experience suffering or loss, we can take comfort in the fact that Jesus has promised to wipe away every tear and to bring an end to what? To the pain, to the suffering, and to the death that we're suffering, that we're dealing with day to day. Through faith in Jesus and belief in his blood and the word, we can rest assured that he will return to fulfill not one, not two, not some, but all of his promises. Amen? We must have faith in the unchanging truth of God's word and his promises to shape our lives right here today. Although the world constantly changes, its values and ideals change like this. We as believers are called to live according to the eternal truths that are found in the scripture. The word of God. It provides the wisdom, guidance, and strength that we need to navigate these turbulent waters called life. My brothers and sisters, I want you to know that as we wait for that glorious day when Jesus will return to us and make all things new, let us hold fast to his promises. Live in his word and share the hope of his coming back into a world that we all know is full of need. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.